Hello, Facebook. How's everybody doing?
Hello!
Oh my goodness. It's been a while.
It is tea time with Tara and
Tina.
Hey, we're back!
We're back. We don't know how long we're back for. This may be... You might not see us together again for another year. I doubt that.
I feel like this is the reunion show right now.
This is the reunion show. Yeah, it's the reunion show. Yep. When is the last time that we were live on Facebook?
Yes, I had to look this one up. We were actually in bikinis on a beach. No, we were in a pool in Mexico in September of 2017. So it has been a really long time.
It's been a very long time. That's what, 7 months?
Six months?
Yes. Yeah.
Not
crazy.
So consistent with the tea times.
No, we haven't been good with the tea times, but that's okay. We've been doing other things. Where have we been? What have we been doing?
Yes.
Tara is like, it's like
I'm yellow.
She's been replaced. It's like kind of like that those Roseanne episodes where there was a Becky and then there was another Becky and then there was a new Becky.
Yes, so I remember that. Yes.
This is red-headed Tara. Looks very
Tara.
Nice. I was telling her thumbs up for the do. We would love a thumbs up.
Yes.
Some hearts across the screen. Like
The for
hearts.
Those that had seen me with the blonde, do you prefer the red? Do you prefer the blonde? Mm. I like the I love your hair. I already like that comment. There are some people that are really very specific about whether I should be blonde or a redhead.
I like the red hair too. It looks
It's fun.
Good.
It's different. Everybody should do this. Yes. I said, if you really want any action on your Facebook page,
change the color of your hair.
Yes. And bam, people will crop out of the woodwork that you didn't even know were looking at you.
That's true. So what have we been doing? Well, like we said, the last time we saw everybody, we were in a pool in Mexico.
So
hey, Jerry, thanks for jumping on.
We went into hibernation, obviously.
Yes,
we're in Canada.
what's been happening? Well... most recently we were both traveling, and also what else did I do? I just recently got my mortgage agent license.
Yay. Fun, exciting.
Yes, very exciting.
New career.
Yes. Well, no, not necessarily. We're still both in network marketing.
Here's the thing.
We're still both in network marketing. Just because you're doing more than one thing doesn't mean perhaps Tina could do it. That's my husband. He's the peanut gallery. I like diversity. I realize that I really need to be doing more than one thing at a time. I have been doing more than one thing at a time since I was 8 years old, and I had a paper route, and I took care of neighbor's cats. I've always done more than one thing. Yes. So just doing the one thing, I had to do more than one thing. So that's my news copy. That's my copy.
Mm.
Tara is still doing her real estate.
Yes.
And
spring season.
Yeah, spring
it's
season
cropping
is here.
Up.
It's
yes.
cropping up.
Yes.
So I actually just did a new page, and we did a little bit of a... more of a professional little thing that you can see on that page and her real estate page on Friday.
Mm.
It's called Feature Friday. So,
right.
But as far as what did you do on March break?
March break, we went back to Williamsburg, Virginia. Mm-hmm. We, for some reason, always go back to the same place that we've been before.
It's fun there.
It's fun there. This is the thing, right? So we go there, we know what to expect. We know that we're going to get things for the kids to do. The weather, on the other hand, it snowed while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't fun. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Mm-hmm. You don't go from Canada, drive 10 hours south, and have it snow. That didn't
one
like
year
that
when we were down there 2 years ago, it was warm. It was
beautiful.
And they've gone back ever since. But it hasn't been that warm, right?
Yes. This is the last year we're done.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it again. We're doing hot.
Did you hear us, Larry?
We're not doing it again.
To Williamsburg. Lovely town.
It is fabulous. I recommend everybody go visit it. It is a short drive if you're living in the Toronto area. Really short drive. We had people from all over the place. Some people were coming in from Ohio. There was people that were traveling sideways. Some people are even from Florida. I guess they wanted to see the snow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But no, that's what we did on March. What did you do on March break?
Trump card. Yeah. Well... it's interesting because I didn't realize how many people would be interested in our trip until I posted that first video of the stingray. And then I got so many comments, and I was getting private messages from people saying, oh, wow, that's so cool. Can you please, you know, whatever. So what we did was we have family members who have a sailboat down in the Bahamas, And so they graciously allowed us to come down and visit them. And nice. Instead of staying in your typical resort, we were able to sail to different islands. So I don't really know.
Right? Who does this?
Well,
just hop in a boat, mm-hmm. sail from island to island.
It's a very
stingrays. Oh look, swimming pigs.
It's a very unique experience.
We're snowing in Williamsburg.
It was a very unique.
I'm watching this on Facebook.
Oh my gosh. It was really unique because typically you get to see one island, or it was kind of like cruising a little. It was like, kind of like cruising a little bit. But yeah, so I didn't know that there were so many islands in the Bahamas. Apparently there's over 700. So we got to visit 5 of them.
Nice.
And so we would anchor out in the ocean and we would take this little dinghy. I don't remember what the name of those things are. There is a proper name for them. And then we would
go, and
all the different islands have what it's called a dinghy dock, and you dock there.
That's
and
cool.
You go for the day, you do your activities, whatever you want, go out for dinner, whatever it is that you want to do. And then, so it was really great. It was a nice once in a lifetime experience, and we were happy we did it.
Everyone should do it.
Yeah. So,
one day.
That's what we did. And yes. I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in and watching and posting. And I really appreciate that. So if you're curious about why I was there, that's why I was there. Yes. Very good.
And that's why I wasn't there. I'm not related. So I couldn't get myself an invitation.
That's funny.
Although I have said that I need to get in touch with Andrew just to say hi.
That's
touch
funny.
Base, right? It's been a while.
That's funny.
But it does. A wonder when you are friends with somebody with a boat.
Yes, yes, it does.
And to expand my pod to find people. If you have a boat, drop a boat emoji below, please, and I will private message you.
Yeah,
and we will talk about going to the Bahamas together.
Yes, it was great. We're very grateful. Very grateful. So, what's coming up on the horizon for Tara?
Well, with the horizon is the spring market, because I am real estate by trade. So, yeah, spring market is huge. I'm going to be doing a lot of house tours. I'm going to be seeing what's on the market. But I'm also doing my network marketing business, right? So it never stops. It literally is. The wonderful thing about these lovely things is that there's no off.
There's no off, yes.
It's literally whenever I can, I get on these things and I find out what's happening in the market, or I find out what's happening in my business, or somebody's always messaging me to ask questions. Larry says this thing never stops.
It never stops, no matter what you're doing, whether you're telling them about our network marketing products, BioSell, M3, those kind of things, or if you're talking to them about selling their house, right?
It never stops.
Yeah.
And that could be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know how you feel about your phone. I mean, I get the, can you put that damn thing down sometimes?
No,
I get
swearing.
That.
No swearing.
Oh, darn.
Darn. Darn thing down.
Put that darn thing down.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
But it has really made it convenient for people. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, including myself now, who would have never been able to do a lot of their businesses because their phones, you can take your business wherever you go now.
Yeah.
I mean, if it used to be you needed to carry around a laptop at least, but now people can take their business with them on their phone.
Right.
So,
oh, yeah. It's hugely convenient. We both listen to this fantastic gentleman called Gary Vee.
Mm-hmm. Don't listen to it if you don't like cursing.
I just got the, no cursing thing. Please do not tune in if you do not like cursing, because you will hear it literally every other word sometimes. But he is literally, and I agree with this, if you're not on the social media bandwagon, you need to jump on, because it literally, you're the guy with the cart and the horse saying this car thing's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's selling their horses and the car thing's not going to work.
It's interesting that we've sort of gone to this topic, because I heard, he said something that really resonated with me, especially because we're older. We're not the 20, well, we are. We're not the 20-somethings. We didn't grow up with the internet. We didn't get introduced to the internet until we were in our 20s.
Yep.
So he said this one line in a few of his different podcasts, and said, he goes, don't let your opinion of social media dictate how you're going to use it. Mm. So, and I thought that was interesting. He says, because there's a lot of people out there who said, this social media thing is silly, like putting out your personal, information and doing live videos and interacting with people and spending time with. It doesn't matter what you think about social media. It just is.
It's here.
And it's not going anywhere. And a lot of our generation said that the internet was a fad. We said that Google was a fad.
Right.
I said many times, and my friends said that reality TV was a fad. Oh. That's not going anywhere. It's just getting worse. And I participate fully in it, in watching.
Yeah. I don't watch so much the reality, but I remember all of the actors being up in arms about this reality TV thing. It's stealing away from what the industry is.
And now they're on it. Now we've got actors who are trying to revive their career on reality TV.
Like really well-known, good actors, right? Successful actors that are doing this reality. It's because unfortunately, if you're not riding the wave, you're going to get crushed by it.
And social media is that. And the other thing that I thought was interesting is if you look back historically, absolutely, if you're one kind of sales marketing, you'll be left in the dust,
what I'm assuming she's saying.
He said, you remember, and this is a very small group of people that will be watching, maybe a few more, but do you remember when MTV came out, right? And the first video, yes, we do, hey, Lindy. When MTV came out, and the very first video that came out, like, you know, there was a lot of the biggest bands at the time refused to participate.
Yes.
They refused to participate. They're like, why are we giving away our music for free?
Right.
And the young up-and-comers, like, and I love this, and anybody who listens to Gary Vee or whatever knows that I'm just regurgitating his information, but a lot of this audience doesn't.
Yeah.
A lot of the up-and-comers, Madonna, Michael Jackson, Duran Duran, were like, okay, this is what the young people are watching and gravitating. They embraced it.
Totally.
And they used it to dangle the carrot in front of the horse.
Yeah, yeah.
And we all know what happened with those people.
Oh,
so,
like, seriously, yeah. Or, and then you've got the Christopher Crosses of the world that couldn't transfer over to video. And Christopher Cross was huge. Literally, I mean, everybody knows Sailing, right? Please tell me that you've heard of the song Sailing. I don't know this generation.
Most of the audience, well, actually, most of our audience is our age, but anyways.
Anyway, so he was one of those guys that just didn't transfer over to video, and his career literally just took a dive bomb.
It tanked
because of it, right?
Yeah. So, he might have gone into writing or something like that, but he couldn't keep up. You know my age. It's so true. So that's what we're saying. Like, if you're in a not trying to sell anything, if you don't have a business, if you have your regular job, this doesn't really apply to you. And you're using social media for social.
Right.
And you probably don't understand why the rest of us have Facebook pages and fan pages and business pages and all that kind of stuff. But if you have a business, any type of business, you have to be paying attention to social media. I mean,
or you're selling yourself short.
You are selling yourself short,
right? You're literally taking what you could have had, and you're choosing to not have it. Honestly,
how did we get on this topic?
I don't know. I talked about Gary Vee.
That's right.
I always like talking about him whenever I can, because it literally is, he's one of those people, and we were so privileged we got to actually see him live recently.
Yeah.
But he's one of those people that literally, he just tells the truth. Mm-hmm. He speaks the truth to you.
And he's not asking you to buy anything.
That's the funny part of the whole thing. It's all free information, which is what I love.
Yeah.
But he speaks the truth to you, and you can listen or shut it off.
Yeah, you can.
One of the two. Yeah. But he doesn't care. And this is the wonderful thing about him, is he couldn't care less whether or not you like him
or you
hate him or you think he's full of BS. Mm-hmm. He's just going to tell it like it is, and you can take it or leave it. And I really appreciate that kind of tell it like it is person. And
no, it's interesting. So I don't know how we've talked about five different things on this live video, but that's okay. Because it doesn't really matter.
Hashtag all the topics underneath.
We actually haven't been on here for 7 months, so we're getting it all out.
We're going over our 6 minute window that we usually do, which is fine.
And who knows, maybe we'll delete this afterwards and make it really mysterious. We'll make it really...
And those that caught it live,
the
reunion live.
We're creating mystery. That's what we're doing. We're creating mystery.
I love it.
Yes.
Why does everybody want to keep joining us?
Yeah, we don't know.
You know what that is?
We're
that
not
is,
really interesting.
I love that because it literally tells me that people are just clicking things on their phone trying to maybe do something and they keep accidentally trying to join us in the conversation.
Why are these women talking to us? Yeah, they're
it's fabulous.
There's nobody of any significance. Yes. They're just talking.
Nobody can join us, but thank you for asking.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe one day. We'll see you in Vancouver. We're going to do it definitely alive
from
Vancouver.
Is that what that means? That people are by accidentally
yes.
clicking
it means
at?
That he wants them to come onto the camera with us, so we click add, and can then they can come in our conversation.
Did they mean to do that?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's funny. See, we know who's watching.
Oh, not yellow anymore.
Oh. Yeah. The sun went down. It changed the hue of our lighting.
That's good.
Yeah, we don't have real lighting like some of the live video people, so...
Yeah, Facebook fixed that thing. There used to be a thing, and I don't know if anybody remembers this, but Facebook, when they had their video, and then if you hit that join in the live video, it would screw up your live video. You would now be skewed on one side, yes. So you would be turned sideways, and then you couldn't fix it afterwards. So thank you, Mark Zuckerberg, for fixing
that.
I appreciate
fixed
that.
It.
And, oh, and I will say, I will not be deleting hashtag deleting Facebook. I'm not going to be jumping on that bandwagon.
What do you mean?
You've not heard... Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're now bringing this up. You have not heard of hashtag delete Facebook?
Oh, is this got to do with selling... Oh, this is another topic we could get into. Is this got to do with some sharing of some private information?
This was the whole political interfering with the election.
Thanks, Amy. You rock too, lady.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Interfering with the election, where there was one company that was able to purchase like ads or something like that, and they were able to target specific demographics in order to sway the election towards Trump.
Towards Trump?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they used Facebook ads.
Yes.
What we were just talking about before.
If anybody knows anything about this topic, feel free to jump in and tell me about it.
Actually, I've had Tim mentioned it and some other people mentioned it, but I was kind of only half listening. So they used Facebook ads to help people...
To sway people towards a certain candidate, basically, is what happened. So Facebook should have been monitoring that. This is basically the big discussion, is that Facebook should have been monitoring what was being promoted on their website, and that it should not have let any entity interfere with a political race, basically, is what it was. So they're now holding Mark Zuckerberg accountable. He's probably going to get called towards in front of the Senate.
That works,
but
though.
Everybody's saying delete your Facebook because now they're after your personal information, they're gonna steal everything about you. Blah, blah,
does
blah,
anybody
blah,
have
blah,
any
blah, blah.
Opinions like of this at all? Because I don't know how that works. Because don't you think that they use Google ads and stuff like that for like I don't know.
Well, this
what
is the whole thing about
magazines it. Out there would be
search for a trip to Disneyland and then you go to Facebook and you see an ad for Disneyland.
Yeah, like
that's why that works.
It
right?
does work, yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but you've been watched for a really long time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you just don't know that you've been watched. So...
Did you know, did I tell this story on Facebook about the voice thing? About, you know, how I think Big Brother's watching?
Oh, yeah, yeah. How we just chit-chat and then all of a sudden you get ads for it on your Facebook?
Okay, so I'm going off on another tangent. So
we're gonna compile 10 episodes into one.
Into one episode. We're just going to keep talking. And if you want to hang around, that's totally cool. If you have got something else to do, that's totally cool too.
Yeah. Hello and goodbye.
Yeah, hello and goodbye. So this is another thing that kind of relates to that or not. People think that they're not being watched. Okay, so I had, this is a couple years ago, I had somebody babysit for me. And I drove them home afterwards, and I had the phone in the console of my car, right? On, but just closed or whatever in the console. And this girl had gone to Disneyland recently, and I was asking her all sorts of questions about her trip and how it was and how she liked it and blah, blah, blah. The car ride was about a half an hour. And then what happened was she went inside. I want to be safe, right? I don't want to be texting and driving or look at my phone. I opened up the phone to look to see if anybody had messaged me or called me while we were driving to her house. And I open up Facebook and all the ads are about what? Disneyland. Now, I had not gone onto a website. I had not searched up anything on my phone. We hadn't even talked about it at home, like about going to Disneyland, like... forever. And then all of a sudden all the sponsored ads on my feed were Disney.
Yeah. We had the same thing happen when we were chatting about Ray Higdon.
Yes.
All of a sudden she mentions this name. I've never heard of this man before. He's very big in the network marketing community, but I had never heard of him before. He starts on Ray Higdon. And then literally I go home the next day and the first Facebook ad that pops up, Ray Higdon.
I'm like, didn't search him.
This guy?
She didn't search him.
I didn't know
him.
Who he was. I could barely remember his name, but I literally said to you, I said, the guy that you mentioned last night is now on my Facebook feed.
Yeah. And I think it's all the voice, right?
Well, you know about Alexa, right? You know about Alexa and this little voice system that gets turned on by you saying the name Alexa. We have four in our house.
Yeah.
We are not going to get rid of them.
No.
But how does she hear her name Alexa?
Because you're laughing, Cindy, but come on, how can you explain these
it's
things?
It's true.
How can you explain
they have these to things? Be listening all the time. If they're not listening, they're never going to hear their name Alexa, right?
There we go.
And I've heard that, was it you that said that it's being used in a murder case now?
I never
they
said
haven't
that.
They had an they have an Alexa in the house, and the Alexa has been taken. Because they're going to use it to see if they can extract something about this murder that happened. Yes.
Yes. Isn't that neat?
So it could be for good.
Wow.
Or good bad if you're the murderer, I guess. Didn't know somebody was listening, did you?
No.
Yeah. Yes. So embrace the AI. It is coming.
What are you
going to
do?
The Terminator movie.
Next is virtual reality, but we're not even.
Virtual reality.
That's another.
Honest to God.
Show we're going to talk about.
But I think it's. I don't know how you say it. VoIP or something, or VoIP or whatever. It's VoIP.
Voice over
Internet Protocol.
Okay. We don't know if that's right, but we just made that
up. I think it's right. Voice over Internet Protocol. I'm pretty sure that's it. Yeah. But anyway, that is the next trend. That's where it's going. And there's a reason that Google Home came out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I'm sorry, but Amazon beat you to the punch. Who was it? Apple just came out with the same thing.
Yes.
They have the dock now, right?
Yeah.
The iDock.
Yeah. Everybody's got their own little spin on it, so it's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere.
We need
it's
to embrace it.
You're going to come home, you're going to say, turn on the lights, you are going to close the door, you're going to say, lock the door. It is literally going to transform your life. It is coming. Please embrace it. Stop trying to come in our conversation, people.
They don't realize they're doing it, though.
Maybe
they
not.
They don't
Maybe
realize
not.
They're doing it. I think that's funny.
It is kind of funny.
It's
yes.
Okay. It's
yes.
Totally cool.
Embrace your technology.
Embrace
people.
Your technology.
It's not going anywhere.
But anyways, so that's about it. We've rambled on for 30 minutes?
Oh, how good. Long Who are we, even how knows?
Long,
yeah.
How long have we been going for?
It's 2:15.
We've been
at least
actually
20.
Talking a long time. So I don't know if anybody's going to watch the replay. We're actually considering starting a podcast.
The next thing.
And it's just going to be this.
Yeah, it literally is going to just be this.
Yeah.
Yes. And you can just listen to us when you're on the treadmill.
Yeah. Or instead of listening to the radio in the morning, you can just listen to people talk.
A couple people rambling.
And a lot of people are going to watch this and go, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Nobody's ever going to listen to stuff like that.
But you'd be surprised.
I think you're going to be surprised.
Anyways, guys, that's tea time. Like I said, we don't know when we'll be back again.
No.
But have a great day. And check out our business pages.
Yes, please.
We're much more formal.
Much more formal.
Over there. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.